Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. All right, we have got a lot to talk about this afternoon. It is Free for All Friday, so as you know, we're going to try and have as much fun as we legally can have on the air. But we got a little bit of business to take care of. But the business is so entertaining that it's not like it's hardcore news. I personally find it extremely, extremely entertaining. So we're going to get into that coming up here in just a few minutes. But you know how we start things off here. You got to reach over there and crank it up, because this is what you have been working for. All right, Red Dress Run is tomorrow. We'll be talking about that. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. Really glad you're with us. And look, I want to thank all of you who are now tuned in to my Facebook page, Instagram, and TikTok. All of those are Scoot on the Air. Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And I appreciate those of you who are now tuned in. And I thank those of you who've been tuned in for a while. It's a great way for us to communicate when I'm not on the air. And I try to answer all of your messages as quickly as I can. If I don't get to it, I apologize. But eventually I'm going to get to it. So just hang on. And there's a lot of stuff up about the Red Dress Run. In fact, we did a video the other night about selecting the dress. And I tried three different dresses on. And so the video, the full video of the Red Dress Selection Adventure is on, now it's on TikTok, it's on Instagram, it's also on Facebook. And I just heard before going on the air that my grandson is quite entertained by the video of me in a red dress. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, we will get back to this in just a moment. Let's go to the WWL newsroom, and Tom Perumian has breaking news.
Well, Scoot, we've definitely got an ouch on the Pontchartrain Expressway this afternoon. The Pontchartrain Expressway all the way from the 610 split down to the Crescent City connection is basically stop and go. The ramp coming over from the downtown elevated is also shut down at this time. And this is due to a couple of big accidents that looks like they've taken place up near Metairie Road and near Tulane Avenue. And what's really causing all the problem is some road construction work going on the bridge right over Convention Center Boulevard. So that's why things are so backed up. If you're backed up on the Pontchartrain Expressway, that's what the problem is currently at this moment. We're following this milieu of traffic very closely. So we'll get updates to you as they become available.
Tom, I love that you slipped the word milieu in there. I mean, because that just says a lot about our audience when you can slip in a word like milieu. But let's just be specific about where this is, Tom. The I-610 split all the way to the Crescent City connection, and this is obviously heading toward the West Bank.
Obviously, yes.
Okay. And it happened around Metairie Road and Tulane.
Well, we've had two accidents in the backup. One is near Metairie Road. Another one is near Tulane. We don't have any report on whether the roadway or whether there's any lanes blocked at this time, but that's just causing more problems.
Well, keep us in touch with what's going on in the milieu.
Will do.
Okay. All right. Tom Perumian from the WWL News Center. And, of course, Courtney P. will be all over this as soon as she gets in. So just avoid that traffic. Hey, if you're stuck in it, you know, we're going to just do the best we can to entertain you. That's all we do here. We're going to do the best we can to entertain you while you're sitting in traffic. So just be patient. If you're stuck in it, nothing you can do about it. And if you can avoid that area, then by all means, avoid that area. All right, so I was talking about the Red Dress Run and the video. So apparently my grandson is quite entertained by seeing a papère. That's what he calls me. It's French for grandfather. Seeing papère in a dress. And maybe there's going to be some kind of gender confusion here that maybe he is going to be confused as to whether or not I'm the grandfather or the grandmother. In fact, I did have somebody post on my Facebook, I think it was, that I looked a little bit like somebody's grandmother. So, you know, I guess that's okay. I mean, you must have an ugly grandmother if I remind you of your grandmother. But look, it's a fun thing, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later. The Red Dress Run is an annual thing. It does benefit a charity. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And it's just a crazy time. It's because you see people who are in red dresses that you would never think would be in a red dress or would never be in a dress. It's not the stereotypical people that you think might be in a dress. And these are not cross-dressers, man. These are just people out having a good time. And I hope you are planning to be there because it is a fun time. And I hope you've got your dress all picked out, all selected, and you are ready to go. So I'll do another video out there that will end up, it will end up on the SOTA Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok accounts. But again, there's a final video up on the choice of the dress. All right, it's Free for All Friday, and if you do want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're in training today is a new studio producer, Coleman. So we welcome Coleman to the show. We'll talk to him a little bit later, but he's a studio producer in training. He will be part of this show when Ian can't be here. And Ian Hoke is also with us this afternoon as our senior producer.
I'm in the co-host seat where Bobby Hebert usually sits.
Yeah.
This is real weird.
Yeah, it is a little different.
Yeah. You know, Bobby's a little bit taller and broader than I am, so the chair is pretty big and the microphone level's kind of at a different spot. There's going to be a little bit of learning for me here for certain. But
yeah.
It's nice. It's a comfortable chair.
All right. Look, Coleman filled in yesterday for part of the show. He did a great job. And this is not an easy show to produce. So, you know, Coleman, you're doing a great job. And just
yes,
hang in there. Just relax and have fun. And believe me, if you don't make a mistake, I will. So just, you know, relax and let's not worry about
it. I'm the only person who can't make a mistake right now. I'm just sitting here kind of shooting spitballs from the back of the class. It's
all
great.
Right. So look, I want to kind of go over some serious stuff, but I find this to be highly, highly entertaining. In fact, there's a 2 o'clock deadline for the release of the information about the search warrant that led to the search of Mar-a-Lago. And I heard somebody complain, I think it was Congressman Scalise. I heard a little bit of the conversation with Newell Norman earlier, and it seems like there are people who are complaining, well, they did it while he wasn't there. Don't you think that was kind of respectful? But you know, there are going to be people who are going to find a way to turn negative on anything that touches the godlike Trump. Anyway, President Trump says he wants the immediate release of the federal warrant used by the FBI.
The ex-president's call came hours after Attorney General Merrick Garland asked a court to unseal the warrant, an unusual step amid what Garland calls substantial public interest.
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant.
Trump calls the search un-American and unwarranted. Writing on social media, he's encouraging the warrant's immediate release. While Garland gave few details about what happened, if it is released, the warrant itself could show unflattering information about Trump and FBI scrutiny of how he handled sensitive government documents. Sagar Magani, Washington.
So it's going to be interesting to see here, because if the information is damaging to Trump, then Trump shouldn't be asking for it to be released. So, you know, we don't know yet. But yet, if there's nothing really in this information, if the evidence is really flimsy, that's going to make Christopher Wray and the FBI look like idiots. And I personally don't think that the FBI would put themselves in a position to look like an idiot. House Intelligence Committee ranking member Mike Turner says that he wants Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI chief Christopher Wray to testify under oath
We are requesting that the chairman of the committee support our request for the disclosure of this information to our committee. And we are requesting that it be backed up, if they do not comply with our request, by a subpoena from our committee.
And Mississippi Congressman Trent Kelly says most Americans believe the Justice Department and the FBI are politicized.
Perception is reality. And so it doesn't matter if you're doing right if people perceive that you're doing wrong. And the only way to change that perception is through transparency.
Now, he says most Americans believe the Justice Department and the FBI are politicized. I read a poll before the show that showed me something totally different. So, again, I remind you that sometimes these politicians can throw around the word most. Most Americans means over 50% of Americans. And that's not what I have in a poll that we'll get to. Let's see. Okay, here's the poll right now. The poll shows that more Americans approve of the FBI's raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence than disapprove, by a 12-point margin. According to the new Politico Morning Consult poll, there's mixed news here, I guess. Do you approve or disapprove of the FBI's decision to conduct a search warrant at the former president, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida? Overall, 49% approve. 37% disapprove. 13% say they don't know or have no opinion. Coleman, let's play that cut from the, let's play the audio from that Mississippi congressman again. I want you to hear, so I just read the poll, and it's 49% approve of the FBI, 37% disapprove, and 13% don't know what to think. But here's what this Mississippi congressman, Trent Kelly, is saying.
Perception is reality. And so it doesn't matter if you're doing right if people perceive that you're doing wrong. And the only way to change that perception is through transparency.
And so he says most Americans, now this is leading up to that comment that he made. He said most Americans believe the Justice Department and the FBI are politicized. I mean, I guess they're kind of the same thing. So, again, you know, on this show, we just do the best we can to try to be honest with you and not really take sides. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that if the reporting about what's in the seized documents is true, this is an extremely serious matter.
Our concern is always to protect and defend. And protecting and defending means we do not frivolously treat the documents. If the nature of this of these documents is what appears to be, this is very serious.
And I know for many of you, it would not be a complete Friday heading into the weekend if you didn't hear the voice of Nancy Pelosi. So we really forced our way of making sure that we got that in. Also, the armed man that attacked the FBI office in Cincinnati is reported to have attended the Trump rally January 6th, Stop the Steal. What they didn't know is that it was Donald Trump who was trying to steal the election, not the Democrats. And he also was a power user on the former president's right-wing social media network, Truth Social.
A law enforcement source says 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer was the man dressed in body armor who tried to get into the Cincinnati FBI office on Thursday. He was later killed by police in a shootout. The source says Schiffer is believed to have been in Washington in the days leading up to the January 6th attack on the Capitol and may have been there during the attack. Federal investigators are also looking into whether Schiffer had ties to far-right extremist groups, including the Proud Boys. There have been growing online threats against the FBI and Justice Department since the search of former President Donald Trump's South Florida estate. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I think this is kind of interesting to note. When he was president, Donald Trump actually increased the penalties for mishandling classified documents. And this was because of Hillary Clinton. And so now he may face increased punishment because of what he did when he was president. Geraldo Rivera on Fox News just went on a tear when he talked about the hatred and the vitriol in America from Trump supporters in the media after the FBI attack. And there was a great silence. A lot of people believe that not enough Republicans denounced that. that there was a kind of a silence after that guy attacked the FBI headquarters, and not a lot of people said a lot about it because they kind of secretly agree with it. So don't underestimate how much silence can actually be a statement. All right, we're getting all of this out of the way early in the show because we've got other stuff to get to, including a study that shows that boomers did not pass on their beer brand loyalty to millennial children. So here's the question. Did you adopt any brands from your parents, or do you do something totally different? I mean, how many brands are you using that your parents used? Did they hand these brands over to you, or did you find your own brands, and is that another way of expressing independence? We'll talk about that. And what did your parents do that you loved, or what did they have that you loved, and what did they have and do that you hated? So that's going to be coming up a little bit later in the show. All right, this week was the week that we lost just a very precious artist, Olivia Newton-John. Passed away this week at the age of 73. She's had some long battles with cancer. She'd been doing okay at times, but this week she passed away at the age of 73. Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John. Now, this song would have been back in the 70s, and I remember playing this very early in my career. For those of you who are new to the show, that's how long I've been doing this. I played this song when it was a hit single. Believe it or not. But see, back in those days, have you ever been mellow? I mean, this is obviously a song about smoking marijuana. Obviously. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, I know a lot of people are arguing over whether or not it was really a raid or not. It was a raid, and that's the more colorful way to describe it. It was a legally executed search warrant of the former president's residence at Mar-a-Lago, Florida. However, it was a raid. Look, I'm really impressed with Fox and Friends, and I'm really impressed with some of the people on the Fox News Channel, because Steve Ducey now shut down Representative Elise Stefanik. She was on Fox and Friends, and she claimed once again that the FBI and the Department of Justice have become politicized agencies. Steve Ducey simply reminded her who appointed the FBI director. Christopher Wray. And that was Donald Trump. And Ducey went on to say that Stefanik slamming the FBI, that is very un-American and blatantly politicized. So what I'm seeing and hearing is Fox News responding to some logic, some common sense when it comes to some of this stuff. We may find out during our show this afternoon what was in the search warrant or the evidence that led to the search warrant of Mar-a-Lago. So if we get that, of course, we're going to pass that on to you. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to River Ridge. Emil, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe when y'all come back from commercial, can y'all play Red Dress by the Radiators?
You know what? We will definitely do that. And you know, I've got to find that song by Amanda Shaw. Put on your red dress, baby. I think that was an Amanda Shaw song. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Red Dress by the Radiators.
Yeah. Also, like about 5 years ago, my brother came with his wife and his two daughters, and they came for the first time in the French Quarter, and they happened to see some of the people who were dressed up in red dresses. I said, like, my nieces saw like people, men, and all kind of animals dressed up in red dresses, and said, man, they were looking at me with their what?
Yeah, it's quite a sight if you've never seen it and you want to just see something that kind of defies your imagination. Just go downtown, and even if you're not going to wear a dress, just go take a look at the Red Dress Run. It will be all around the quarter, but mainly concentrated on Bourbon Street. And Bourbon Street will just look like a sea of red. It will look like a red river.
I mean, anytime, for every special occasion, I mean, New Orleans knows how to do it right on Bourbon Street. And like my nieces, they were also on Duval Street in Key West, and they said, you see what's in Duval Street?
Yep.
Here in Bourbon Street's more industrial strength. And one more thing, and I advise them, as you grow older, please eat your fruits and vegetables. You don't want to look like that. And I thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Emil. I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Hammond. And Irvin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey.
For those that are under 40, possibly 50, there was a time when your handshake was your word. And your word was your bond. Mm-hmm. And your bond was a representative of your responsibility and your honor as a person. Now, it looks like both sides, Democrat, Republican, have lost that.
Yeah.
And I started to see that as an educator in the mid-70s through the 80s, and maybe twinkling into the 90s. If you caught a student red-handed breaking a rule and brought them to the office, they took their punishment and they went home quietly. But I noticed in the 90s thereafter, they would argue and point fingers like the Republicans and Democrats do. Mm-hmm. What about those kids? What about this kid doing it?
That's right.
Then when you administer the punishment, I hate to say this, but half the time the parents would be down there, because I was an administrator, wanting to know why you were picking on their kid.
Yep.
And you would try to explain they did something wrong. But again, just like the Democrats and Republicans, They would deflect it back to what about the other kids?
Well, Irvin, you're absolutely right. I mean, we see this all the time, and it's really, really sad. And there are parents that think that their kids can do no wrong, and that only makes the situation worse. In fact, the mother of the punk that was on the ATV that hit that police officer in Plaquemines, I mean, I saw the video. That kid hit the police officer, and he got thrown, so he was severely injured. The police officer's injured, and the charges have been lowered to, I think, homicide. I don't have it right in front of me, but the charges have been lowered from attempted murder or something like that. The charges have been lowered, but the mother of the kid is basically saying she doesn't think he should be charged or something to that effect. We saw the video, ma'am. There was a police officer in the street. Your kid, after running away from police, your kid hit the police officer. So stop your whining. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages. God, we're getting too serious on a Friday here.
Well, let's just get it done and all right. Then move
yes.
on. All right. Well, you mentioned that political morning consult poll that showed a plurality of respondents in this poll suggested that the voters, by 13-point margin, are in favor of what the FBI did at Mar-a-Lago. We got a bunch of texts that people are like, well, you can't trust Politico. What a joke. Okay. And then, well, somebody got pretty specific and says, can you please let us know where the poll was taken and how many people were polled? 2 minutes go by and they don't get an answer. So they say, I got it. I guess that part doesn't fit your narrative. Just conveniently leave out that critical piece of information.
Well, if we told you how many people, you would criticize a small sample. But obviously, you know nothing about methodology of polling. It's hard for me to believe. My business determines, in a sense, polling. You know, people are essentially polled about what they're listening to. And so I've been familiar with this my entire life. And it's been crazy to see such a small group represent an entire group, small group of individuals representing an entire group. But for the most part, they go to a lot of trouble, and there are a lot of serious, credible polls. They go to a lot of trouble to find a cross-section of people, and polls are not exact, but there's something to go on. And it's interesting that the people who will discount this poll will accept a poll from the same polling service if it's something they agree with. So, again, stop with the hypocrisy. And we're not saying that this is a fact. We're just representing this poll. And the poll that we have is, it could be a lot more credible than a Mississippi congressman, Trent Kelly, simply saying most Americans. He might be talking about most of the people around him, his friends. People tend to look at their friends and the people around them and think that the whole country feels that way. No, that's not necessarily the case.
If it is important to you to see the methodology and see the crosstabs, they make these available. Just Google the National Tracking Poll. It's August 10th, Morning Consult Political. It's 57 pages. If it's important to you to go through all that information without any understanding of what you're looking at in order to trust the results of the poll,
good.
Go nuts. Here's a text that says, Scoot, the easiest way to increase public trust in law enforcement is to make officers of the law and our courts responsible for their crimes and torts, just like everybody else. End state and federal level qualified immunity. This legal principle almost always protects those who break the public trust.
Amen. Amen.
Here's a text that says, hey, thanks for keeping it light.
Cool.
As for the FBI.
I love the sarcasm. It's okay. We're sarcastic too, so I get that.
Thanks for keeping it light. As for the FBI, I think the bigger question is, why did he take a bunch of boxes out of the White House to his private residence?
Well, that seems to be a big question, and I don't have the answers to it. And I have never said Trump is guilty because I don't know. I just know that there's a certain amount of evidence that is needed for a search warrant like this, and they got the evidence. We may find out what that evidence is this afternoon, but they got enough to convince a judge. Now, there are 10,000 ways that you can spin that and say it wasn't fair, it was illegal, the FBI, the Justice Department, nobody's credible. You can spin it any way you want to, but let's see what happens in the end. And a lot of people were spinning January the 6th, and they're still spinning it, but there's evidence that has come out about January the 6th that really stops all those spins.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I could take a poll right now asking if Ian, your producer, has monkeypox based off absolutely nothing, and it would come back 50-50. Anybody could believe what they want.
That's true. And we talk about that all the time.
I mean, if you want to conduct a poll about whether or not I have monkeypox, I want to see the crosstabs. I want to see the methodology because you're just some random texter. You're not a well-known polling outfit whose entire staff is made up of mathematicians.
That's just it. And I have seen this happen on this show. I've seen people love a poll from one source, and then they hate a poll from the same source. They believe the methodology. They believe it when it's in their favor. I mean, and use this as a lesson. I'm not trying to call you out, but use this as a lesson. if you tend to just believe the polls that you want to be true, then you're a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite, because hypocrisy is one of the big problems that we have in this country. So we may find out a little bit more about the evidence to the raid. And this is criticism that, well, the FBI did it when Trump wasn't there. I thought that was kind of respectful of them to do it when he was not there. Plus, they didn't want to catch Trump walking around in his boxer shorts. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A sad note on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers. It was on this day in 1982 that R&B soul singer Joe Tex died of a heart attack. He was only 44 years old. And most of you remember his song, I Gotcha. He did another hit. This was from 1972. He did another hit, Skinny Legs and All. And that went to number 10 in 1967. Joe Tex passed away on this day in 1982. I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday. Let's go to Metairie. And Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Scoot. Thank you for letting me in here.
Sure.
I just want everybody to know in Jefferson Parish, okay? I'm a property owner here. I pay taxes. Okay. I sent my two daughters, one to Chappelle, one to Mount Carmel. And my bitch is this, okay? I'm a Democrat. I'm a registered Democrat. Okay. Why don't the Republicans realize that Trump, and I'm an ex-Marine, too, and a Vietnam veteran. Why don't they realize that this guy's nothing but a filthy traitor? Nothing but a filthy traitor. That's all he is. And I hope the Republicans remember, okay, I voted for a Republican, Connie Chung, Parish president here, and I might vote for Cassidy because he's the only one that has the ethics, the character, and the courage to stand up to the, can I say bastard on the radio?
Yeah, but okay. But Connie Chung was a person on CBS News. I think you're talking about Cynthia Shang Li.
Connie Chung, the parish president. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay.
It's all right. That's all right. You had an image in your mind of an attractive Asian woman, and so you thought, Connie, I get it. It's okay.
Yeah. But, I vote for Republicans every once in a while. Not very often, though. If they have character, if they have ethics, I'll vote for them.
Mike, here's what I love about your call.
Okay.
You're doing exactly what we do on this show. You're just telling it like it is, and you're also reminding people that loving Trump is not a prerequisite, or you don't have to like Trump, love Trump to get into the Republican Party or to call yourself a Republican or a conservative. That there are many Republicans and conservatives that totally reject Trump. This is not about criticizing Republican or conservatism. It's about criticizing one man that I think is a walking toxic disaster.
Well, you said it, I think, a week ago or so. The man is intrinsically evil. I believe that, too. You know, at his core, he's evil. And he's tearing the country apart. He's dividing the country. When are they going to realize this? Citizens of, citizens of Jefferson Parish here, wake up.
Well, and let's not suggest that everybody in Jefferson Parish is a Republican who supports Trump, because there are a lot of people in Jefferson Parish and all over this area that don't. So I think that's a positive sign. Mike, I'm surprised that so many people are still believing. I don't know what it's going to take, but maybe nothing will change their minds. But at least you and I have the freedom and the ability to do what we're doing, which is talking about this. And that's what I love about our show from 1 to 4 here on WWL. And I thank all of you for being part of it. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar for today, August the 12th, it was on this day in 1970 at Harvard, Janis Joplin performed her final concert, ending with this song. And sadly, it wasn't too long after this that she died. Man, that woman could sing. She kind of reminds me of a Taylor Swift type. Just kidding.
I was going to say, what? Tell me more.
Just kidding. If you're on hold, hang on. Free for All Friday, I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WWL. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to start to wean ourselves away from the serious, even though the serious with the raid and everything is very, very entertaining. We're going to wean our way from that and just kind of have a little bit more fun on this free-for-all Friday. Ian's got a quick text.
Yeah, we were talking about Joe Tex.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, didn't Joe Tex also do Cotton Eyed Joe as well? And I said, no. That was Rednecks, R-E-D-N-E-X. Yeah. I don't think Joe Tex did Cotton Eye Joe. That was a whole different bag of cats.
All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to a few of your calls early in the next hour. And then I really want to start talking about this study that shows that baby boomers did not pass on their beer brand loyalty to their millennial children. So think about it. Whatever generation you're part of, what brands did you adopt from your parents? What brands did they just totally respect and love that you don't like? It'll be a fun conversation next hour. Plus, we'll talk about the Red Dress Run. I'm Scoot. We will be back on Free for All Friday on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.